what we were going to do is start the meeting, then introduce the new trustees, and I thought it would, and then we'd go into executive session. We'd sort of call an audible this morning and maybe introduce the new trustees when there's an audience, which will more likely be at 9 o'clock than at 8 o'clock. So I've spoken with them about that and warned them that we would delay. Of course, they're I also pointed out that it's all a little bit of window dressing because Michelle informed me that they're all official members of the board now. So, but we're going to go through that process. In order to go into executive session, we first have to start this meeting. And to start the meeting, Michelle needs to call the roll. So,
Ms. Ehrenberg.
Here.
Mr. Estrada.
Here.
Ms. Acera.
Here.
Ms. Holmes. Mr. Kennedy.
Here.
Dr. Kortz.
Here.
Mr. MacMillan.
Here.
Mr. Montgomery.
Here.
Mr. Oliver.
Here.
Governor Quinn. Ms. Strobel.
Here.
Mr. Thomas.
Here.
Mr. Tengen.
Here.
Thank you, everyone.
And now it'd be great if we could go into executive session to discuss employment or appointment-related matters. And in order to do that, it would be helpful to have a motion.
I so move.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. And I think we'll do that right in this room. Is that right, Michelle? And again, for the new trustees, this is all recorded. For all of the observers and others, I apologize that we went a little longer. We're getting better. Not perfect yet, but we appreciate your flexibility. Back in the fall, or I guess in the fall, we had a presentation, the January board meeting. We agreed that we would forevermore set aside 0.25% of all construction costs for art and architecture. And we, as a board, embrace that notion that the arts are important to the university as a whole and to everyone as individuals. In order to demonstrate our belief in that concept, we are beginning a tradition where we ask one of the talented members of our university community to perform at the beginning of our board meetings. Today we had scheduled Archibald Johnston, who was going to perform the Illinois State Song for us. He was here this morning, and Michelle had arranged a backup in case he was not able to make it. The backup was Denise Yates, who was scheduled to perform for us in March. And when Archibald saw her here and understood that story, he deferred to her and thought that he would allow Denise to perform, which she is going to. I went to a very progressive grade school in Washington, D.C., where they embraced the arts and many other things. Two things that they did not embrace was handwriting and a response to a slight case of dyslexia, and I've transposed the name of the composer of our state song, Archibald Johnston, with Scott Williams, who was going to be our performer this morning. So we owe Scott Williams a debt of gratitude for allowing Denise to sing, and with all of that said, I'm going to turn the room over to Denise, and here she is. Let's give her a round of applause.
By the rivers gently flowing, Illinois, Illinois, o'er thy prairies verdant growing, Illinois, Illinois, comes an echo on the breeze, rustling through the leafy trees, and its mellow tones are these, Illinois, Illinois, and its mellow tones are these, Illinois? Not without thy wondrous story, Illinois, Illinois, could be writ our nation's glory, Illinois, Illinois, on the record of thy years, Abraham Lincoln's name appears, Grant and Logan and some tears. Illinois, Illinois, Grant and Logan and some tears, Illinois, Illinois, Illinois.
That was great. I am so glad I didn't sing along.
Who are we?
So we begin our meeting today. We're going to hear from Karen and Sarah, and who's going to introduce our three new student trustees. These are the 7th, 8th, and 9th that our board has had the opportunity to work with. Well, I know that you're often referred to as student trustees. You should know that we treat you as our equal, and you come from at least the tradition that we've understood with your predecessors, the 6 that have served before you. You come into a tradition of total and full engagement and active debate and discussion, and we hope that you will continue in that fully engaged and harmonious relationship. With that said, I'm going to turn it over to Karen.
Thank you very much. As always, we depend on our students to do so many things to help us. And again, this year, we have depended on the student body at the University of Illinois to elect a representative to the Board of Trustees, and they have done a wonderful job. We enjoyed being with them yesterday, and I'm sure they're going to be very engaged. I will introduce each, and if you will come to the podium as I do so. First of all, from the Urbana campus, Hannah Ehrenberg. Hannah is from Lincolnwood. She's a senior majoring in human development and family studies. And she has come from California just for this board meeting, where she is part of the Teach for America program. So, welcome and thank you for coming back for the meeting, Hannah. Next, from the Chicago campus, we have Kenneth Thomas. He's from Midlothian, Illinois. He's a sophomore, or he will be a junior next month, with a dual major in history and political science. And Kenneth had to take off work from the School of Public Health to be with us, and we thank you for doing that, Kenneth. And from Springfield, we have John Tinkin. He's from Clarendon Hills. He's will be a junior, part of the Capital Scholars Program at UIS, majoring in political science and English. And John has flown back for this board meeting from London, where he has an internship with the British Parliament. So we thank all three of them for making particular sacrifices to be with us for this board meeting. And now I would like to read the installation for trustees. The statutes of the State of Illinois provide that